Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, Ray. Gosh, Ray. I haven't talked to you for a while. We're going to geek out.
I've been busy.
You've been busy, yeah. Okay, so to the listeners, well, yeah, this is a podcast based here in Houston, Texas. And we're just two guys talking about bears and non-bear stuff, gay stuff, and sometimes sci-fi. But this time, I think we wanna geek out a little bit. So let's do some weekend updates first. So Ray, what's up with you this last weekend?
I went to Austin, did a little filming. So it was pretty interesting.
It was interesting. Okay. So how many came?
We had about a little over 20 something that showed up out of 30 something that applied.
Wow.
As usual, it's typical, you know, we always double book, but it's the ones we always double book always show up. The ones that you double book. And it always seems to work this way. Like it seems to be working this way is you have a bunch in the morning that all show up and you get kind of behind. And then all of a sudden about lunchtime, it dies down until about 3 or 4 o'clock and then it picks back up again. And then you're slammed until 7 or 8 o'clock at night. So,
as long as you have water and food in the hotel room. So,
it's just very, very tiring. It exhausts you. It wears you out.
Oh, and I bet.
I don't care what people think it is. Porn is not an easy job.
I know.
I mean, you know, one of the guys we filmed this weekend, he's like, you know, that was kind of, you know, I kind of did this because I always wanted to have a fantasy of being filmed. He said, that was a lot of work. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we filmed for an hour, get 10 minutes worth of video. Put on a website.
Yeah, that's right. So, I could imagine some of the people who are in the bear porn films also, like cyber bears or bear films. It's a lot of work, but I think it's easier sometimes because they just sometimes pick up people from bear runs. Like they ask people, not like what you guys are doing at Craigslist or emailing people or. Yeah. But it's easy with the I would think it's a little easier when you could do it in the...
Well, I mean, certain runs, you know, lend itself to doing stuff like that. So, you know, and most of the people that are doing it, you know, I mean, we're a small company, so we can't pay them that much for their services. But at least right now we can't. So, but most of them are doing it because, you know, I've always wanted to do this.
Yeah. So would you appear in a bear film?
Would I appear in a bear film?
Yeah, and that's a chaser.
All if it was bear on Chaser.
Bear and Chaser, you would.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
and it had to be a hot chaser.
We'll hook you up somehow. Okay, so
speaking of hot Pinoy.
Yeah.
One of the I had two Pinoys that come in this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes, and both of them are very, very nice. One of them was 44. You can never tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he has that whole Asian thing where he doesn't look like he's aging or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Into bears.
Into bears. A chaser. Yeah. Nice.
So, he's nice. And then the one that really just did it for me, he came in and he was 26 and just my type. But of course, he was into regular guys. He wasn't into bears. So.
Oh, okay. He doesn't know what
he's described. Tell me about it. Because he missed out on a lot this weekend. He described his type as boy next door. And I'm like, well, I'm the daddy next door.
You know? The older. Try the older one. The Huber dad.
So,
type. But, yeah, so, okay. That's interesting.
So, but we had a good turnout. We had a good time, you know.
Yeah. As long as you guys have enough food and get food for the, you know.
Yeah, well, we take snack food and stuff, food, you know, drinks and stuff like that. And then we try to run out. I mean, we usually breakfast at the hotel because they usually provide that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, do that. And then we go out and have a good dinner, hopefully. So,
yeah.
We got to go to Charlie's for a little bit.
Oh, I love Charlie's. You're in Austin, right, Charlie's? I love that because they have steak nights on Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
So they're having this major drag fundraising show there Saturday night because Safonda was there.
Oh, really?
There's several people there from Houston. Safonda's there.
Okay. So, people visiting from Houston. Yeah, Austin is a nice place. Actually, I was thinking about going there, check out bars, check out sometime supposedly around May, early May, but we have rent tickets. We're supposed to have a softball practice or softball game, softball tournament, tournament there at in Austin, but I can't go. We have rent tickets. Yeah,
The hotel we stayed at, there's a bunch of softball teams staying there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, some cute guys too.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm. I was like, why don't you kick your girlfriend off, whatever she is, out for a little bit and come talk to me?
Or give him your card.
Those bitches would have probably cut me in a heartbeat.
Oh, probably. Well, last weekend for me, it's just really, really, really lazy. Actually, I met up with a couple of friends of mine from San Antonio for Saturday, and we got to watch Taken. And
What's Taken about?
Taken is about, it's Liam Neeson, starring Liam Neeson.
Oh, that's right, where his daughter gets kidnapped.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And it's kind of weird, you know. Yeah, of course, it's a Hollywood film, so it's Hollywood ending. But then it's towards the ending, you know, he's going to save the daughter anyway. But, oh my God, just the excitement in between, the action, and some drama, but... Yeah, it you would be surprised how the writer did this. If you ever
did you get to see Liam Neeson naked?
No, he wasn't naked. There's no video on this one. Why, you like Liam Neeson? Really?
Yeah, well, he sounded like a horse.
Oh, was it? Oh, really? How did you know that?
Did you see, was it Kinsey? What was that name of the movie?
Rob Roy, or...
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of them. He's running around at that big old thing flopping about, knock somebody, give somebody a black eye.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Well, speaking of flopping dicks, I want to talk about Smurf Dick.
Smurf Dick.
Smurf Dick. Actually, last night I got to watch, after softball practice yesterday, last night I decided to watch Men. Watch Men. No.
Okay. Before you get started, let's say this.
All right, okay.
Spoiler alert,
everyone.
If you haven't seen it yet, stop now and go watch it and then come back.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They I'm sure they've watched everybody. I've read on the Twitter, everybody watched it. They all want to watch it again.
Yeah, I want to go see it in IMAX. I didn't get to see it in IMAX. So.
Just let me know, okay? I want to go. Maybe this Thursday. What do you think?
I got an appointment.
I got appointments. Well, whatever. I mean, I want to watch it again, and this time, yeah, in IMAX, because it's really, really good. It's
You just want to see somebody's big old uncut blue dick. That's what you want to see. On IMAX screen.
It's IMAX screen.
Now, that's Billy Crudup. Billy Crudup, I think that's how you say his name. That's playing him. That's playing Dr. Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen his before, too, because I'm trying to think of
is
the name.
Is that for real? Do you think that's really his?
Oh, no.
It's got to be Photoshopped.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they put him in a blue suit, and all that's just digital imaging.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But, yeah. Wow. Amazing.
Because I've seen him naked in a couple movies, and from what I remember, it wasn't that big. But he's really? Very cute. I think Billy Crudup is very, very cute. Mm. I would do it. And he's no way that muscular. I mean, he's a very lean, kind of muscular guy, but pumped up like that.
No, I don't like too muscular. I like him a little fat, a little.
I wish I had that body and the cock.
and the cock.
I could probably sacrifice being blue if I had a body like that in the big old.
Oh, really? You want to do that? Actually, it is pretty impressive. Flaccid, yeah.
Yes, and impressive. Night Owls is pretty impressive.
Which one?
Night Owl.
Oh, yeah, Night Owl.
Because you can see him with him and Silk Spectre going at it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's what do you call this? Yeah, it's a full frontal nudity all throughout. You see his dick flopping all the time, and yeah, it's.
Well, that was very hinted at in the comic book. They kind of, you know, toned it down. But
the comic book is always not naked like that? Because honestly, I haven't read the comic book.
You haven't read the comic book. We need to read the comic books because there's a major change at the end. It makes if they'd done that in comic books, it would have made a lot more sense than what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because it kind of ended the story very well with the way they did it in the movie. So
yeah,
I thought. And I don't think I hadn't heard anybody else's opinion this. Read the comic books. This big comic book fan.
People didn't like it. I was twittering, and somebody was asking me how did I like it. I said I loved it. Three hours just passed.
Well, I think you got to understand that this was a comic book movie made for comic book fans. I mean, if you didn't read the graphic, I mean, if you really hadn't read the graphic novel, you don't understand what all is going on in the movie, then it's probably, I could understand people not disliking it. It's just a big blood, gore, male frontal nudity thing going on.
Yeah, I didn't mind that. It was funny. Somebody at, what is it? I think Mollywood, I think. I'm not sure. Somebody gave it to me, a link. And, you know, there's a lot of killing, lots of arm slashing and shooting in the head, blood and gore, and raping and stuff like that. And people got bothered with the blue dick.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's kind of weird. Yeah, I like the whole thing. Well, for me, we could have not done with the too much blood. Well, it is, you know, by the makers of 300, so I would imagine it is really
well.
That
I mean,
intense.
Even in the comic, the graphic novel and comic books, it was kind of gory. I mean, it was very. This is based on the what's considered the graphic novel, which is the preamble of all graphic novels. I mean, it's like the Bible of graphic novels because it was so dark and it didn't portray all the superheroes as normal, healthy people with good attitudes. I mean, they really went into, I mean, one of the characters, Rorschach, is actually pretty much mentally insane.
Oh, should have been, but this one is not.
Sure. What do you mean? He pretty much just says that he's become Rorschach, the person that he was. He don't know who that is anymore.
You know, I'm thinking about that. People will be walking around with that costume this Halloween.
Yes,
it's going to be a popular one, Rorschach.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm thinking about it. So yeah, it's I recommend it if you're a sci-fi fan. Yeah, it's listeners should try it out, but. People walked out of it because maybe it's too long, or they didn't like the blue schlong, or it's really just hard to understand. But
I'm sure a lot of people get ticked because, you know, you see this guy walking around naked all the time, but the whole point of him being naked is that he's lost part of his humanity. I mean, that thing, you know, that whole. I mean, there are a lot of exhibitionists in the world, but there's still a lot. Most people still have a thing about being naked in front of other people.
Yes, he doesn't have any shame.
And he doesn't, and this, you know, and he's always trying to figure out, you know, do stuff that he used to know how to do as a human, but he's lost his humanity pretty much. I mean, there's the end. They talk about him still having human emotions, but they're so buried and so far now to him that he doesn't know how to relate to people.
What I do like in the end was that it's really borderline philosophical. That's why I really loved it, because it's a bad decision, but you have to take the lesser evil.
Yeah.
And
that's the whole thing. The Watchmen. Who watches the Watchmen? I mean, it's like the government. Who watches the government? Who keeps control over them to keep all the bad things from happening that a government can do? It's the same thing with superheroes. I mean, that's the whole point of this thing, is that they go from point A to point B to achieve C, but is what they did really worth it?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, is saving the human race worth what they did?
That's right. It's that's why he doesn't have a stake in it. That's what he was saying in the trailers.
Yeah.
Why save the people? Save humanity if it doesn't have any stake on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I really like the storyline and the way they did it, the end explaining the beginning.
It's very good. I mean, they left out a couple of small things that happened and that they showed in the graphic novel, like at the end when the New York gets destroyed, you see the older man and the young black kid holding on to each other.
Yes,
all through the comic book those two are fighting and arguing.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the kid's reading this comic book about this guy that got shipwrecked, and he's walking through all the people that was his companions on the ship, and they're dead, just floating up, bloating on the beach, and he's standing there, and he's the one alive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just this whole other message just going on, and this whole I can't even say the word now.
Philosophical
discussion in his head about why did I survive and stuff, kind of.
Wow.
But, that's a lot of that old stuff got left out, but it didn't overall take away from the movie. I mean, they kept all the big stuff in there. So, And I just realized the guy that played the comedian,
yeah,
was the dad from.
He looks familiar.
Supernatural.
Oh, is he? Also, okay.
It's also the dead husband from Weeds.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me forever. I was like, I know him. Why do I know him?
I don't watch Supernatural. I don't watch Supernatural. I don't like it so much.
Nick Traffel. Eric Galecki. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, it's, well, anyway, so back to Watchmen. So, guys, if you guys have the chance, go watch it. And we're sorry we spoiled it for you if you haven't watched it. Actually, people were asking, like Anthony from Chicago, I think. He was asking what was our take on it. And he was replying something on Facebook and he's waiting for us to react on it. So there you go, Anthony. We love it. I loved it. And I'm going to watch it probably at least once more. Yeah. I want to watch it in IMAX this time. Because it's just so much detail I want to see, and I want to see more Smurf dick. So,
Well, it's not really Smurf dick as large as it is.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's not. It's just real.
Well, what really got me? You know, there's a scene in the movie where he goes to Vietnam, and this whole Earth that we win the Vietnamese War.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the war in Vietnam, because he goes over there and like 50 feet high and all this stuff, and I was like, the little Asian boy's running because I saw that massive blue dick. And they're like, oh no, you American, too big for me. Oh no. I got an Asian dick, you got it. You know, that whole thing of South Park just ran through my mind.
You Americans have a big dick. Well, it is impressive. Yeah, so yeah. Well, for one thing, I would like to have that power too, you know. But I lose my humanity too, I bet.
Well, see, that's the whole point. I mean, even in, there are people that worshiped him as a god.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, and he was talking about going off and creating life somewhere else, so.
Mm-hmm. So he is like a god already.
Yeah, so.
You can understand. Yeah, so yeah, guys, watch it if you get a chance.
The only question is, I don't know if they brought it up in the movie to get it as much, even though somebody said they thought that he was, but Ozymandias.
Oh, the rich man.
The rich man.
Mm-hmm.
In the comic book, I got more that he was gay.
That's right. That's right.
But on the movie, that didn't seem to cause. I mean, he was.
He was still. I think he is a little still. What is it? He's got purple, lavender.
Yeah.
A fuchsia suit.
So
I think that's gay. So that's pretty much the undertone. If you're into fuchsia or violet or lavender suits, yeah, it's a. Well, what do you think in the end is he the hero?
Well, see, that's what it leaves. Was he truly being a hero? I mean, because he had this whole thing about creating the ultimate kingdom, mm-hmm. because he was all obsessed with Alexander the Great.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so does he? All I got to say, the recreations of Richard Nixon, Kissinger, some of the other major players from that time frame,
mm-hmm.
Was pretty very interesting.
Really?
I mean, it's a very interesting take on what if Richard Nixon had gone. What if Watergate hadn't happened?
Yeah, that's right. That's part of the alternate reality there?
Yeah.
Oh, so. Okay. Third term, they were saying he
got elected for third term.
Yeah. Selected for third term. Wow. Didn't look at that as possible. Wow. Anyway, okay. So, enough Watchmen. Wow. But we'll probably talk about it again when we watch it in IMAX, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see some things we missed. Hey, let me ask you. Comic-Con. What's your plan in Comic-Con?
I'm going to try to go. I'm trying to see if I can get the money saved up now. I mean, I'm going to try to look and see at some hotels and stuff now and see what happens. So
I was trying to last week, and Sluggo Bear from San Diego was telling me about it. And he said, posted a link. Oh, go to the website and stuff like that. So I did that and then clicked the link. Service unavailable. It was like that for a couple of hours. And I think people were getting in. And probably a day after, that's when it went online again. Yeah. I bet so many people are going. Did you register already?
Not yet. I think I'm automatically registered from last year.
Mm, probably
because I'm press, and they're supposed to send you something.
Oh, really? Well, you better make sure. You better make sure. I won't be able to go because it's. I just realized that same weekend. Well, I'm not yet sure because that's the same month. Mike and I are going to do our Eastern trip. We're going to, you know, do our round driving trip. East Coast. We're going to go. Yeah, it should be. It should be something. We're going to plan that. We still haven't planned the whole thing, but. Being away for a long time and then going to Comic Con immediately, yeah, it's gonna be this is gonna hurt the wallet. So yeah. I have to watch it, but it should be fun. But this year, what's gonna happen next week? Actually, next week is TBRU. Yeah, we're planning to go. I'm planning to go. Are you? Can you make it? Do you think you can make it?
No, I'm not gonna be able to go to TBRU, unfortunately.
Oh, well, actually, I've been in talks with Ken. He's gonna join us there, and probably Shannon from BTalk. Everyone, in case you don't know Shannon, and I think he's gonna join us is also Vito from 619 Bearcast from San Diego. So yeah, so we're gonna hang out. Probably we're planning around 1 o'clock at the mezzanine in at the Crown Plaza. It's still tentative right now. We'll probably post on the website, goodpodcast.com, to see more details on that. We're going to hang out there and record from there and take some videos, too. What's that? Is your phone on? Is it me?
I don't hear anything.
You don't? I hear it on my side. Let me...
Let me see. I didn't put an airplane. Okay. Let me go on airplane.
Yeah,
I
put my airplane mode in mine. Okay. All right, so we're good. Yeah, so that's the plan. And then next would be, well, for us, we also, after Bear Watch, which reminds me, we have to have Patrick on the show next time, probably next month or very soon, to talk about Bear Watch. And that's going to be in May. What date is it? May 16th? Is that May 16th? Yeah. And yeah, I'm excited about that. May 15th, 16th, 17th. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Are we all set? You weren't there at the last Bear Watch.
I didn't get to go to the last meeting, so.
Yeah. No, nothing really changed much, but everything's going through. Everything's going through what going to, you know, according to plan. So we're just waiting for the date. Yeah, it's about less than 70 days, I think, to go. And after that, Bear Pride. Mike and I are planning to go to Chicago. And that's the week after. It's a Memorial weekend, and Mike and I are going to go to Bear Pride. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
And I think B-Talk are going to record there. And probably I'll take videos of them. Ask them to take off the shirt while they're recording. We'll see if I'm successful with that. Yeah, so that's the plan for this year. And I don't know afterwards. Maybe our nation. We'll see.
Okay
some topics. Probably we have three others, but... we can talk whatever. I sent you this link about Obama, the Antichrist. Yeah, this article that
I always thought was W.
Yeah, I thought he's the one. You know, they always do that. They throughout the years, decades maybe, or probably centuries. They whenever they see someone who's different, or somebody who's somebody's different, and somebody out there will say something that he's the Antichrist and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
The link that I got is it's simply because that there's a winning lottery number in Illinois. The number is 666. Automatically, Obama is the Antichrist. I don't get it. I don't see any connection at all. Yeah, so that's what do you encounter anything? Have you encountered anything crazy like this? I did before.
Well, there are crazy people everywhere, so.
Well, yeah. Well, things like in Florida. I remember when I was in, with Mike before, probably 8 years ago, 9 years ago. There was this glass in Florida. I think it was in Newport Richey, and we were there, and there was this glass that sort of kind of deformed due to the heat.
Yeah.
And they said it's the Virgin Mary. Just because it's got that round thing on the head and it's color, it's kind of bluish. And automatically people said it's a Virgin Mary. And it's a sign. It's the sign. So, yeah, there were candles and person people doing their vigil. And I don't know. I don't like. Yeah. I think it's just crazy. I personally think that these things are crazy. And having lottery numbers just because it's just 666. So.
Yeah.
I consider
the Antichrist because, and one of the numbers that's associated with me mm-hmm. has 666 on it.
Oh, you know what? Mike's license plate is also 666. Maybe my partner is the Antichrist. That's right.
Or the bringer of death to all the Pinoy boys.
Oh, no. Probably not. Well, I sure hope not. Anyway, next article. Let's go to our next article. What's up with these articles for coming up? Okay, how about Hillary? You like Hillary, right? Full bull dyke, really? She's got a rhino clit? I don't know.
Rhino clit.
Yeah, well, she's saying that, we'll do better by gays and lesbians. Yeah, that's one of the part of the title. Let me see here. It's an article here. Okay, there's a question. For a lot of gay men around the world die because of HIV/AIDS.
A lot of straight people die because of HIV/AIDS.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah, there are places that the Bush administration had that did not allow to spend money on prevention for men who have sex with men. And he said wearing an Hillary T-shirt. Whoever this is, how do you see the foreign policy of the United States changing in the coming years in the field of human rights and in particular sexual rights and gay and lesbian rights? She was asked by an activist, Max from Moldova. So she answered, it is terribly unfortunate, as you just recited, gosh, that right now unfortunately, many places in the world, violence against gays and lesbians, certainly discrimination and prejudice, are not just occurring but condoned and protected. Clinton said, according to a video that's linked of the exchange posted on the we would hope that over the next few years we could have some influence in trying to change those attitudes, specifically with respect to HIV and AIDS. You know, after all these years, I mean, I was so young when I first heard about AIDS. And it was just a textbook thing.
Yeah.
It was something that we were told in school, that AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, and it's all technical, it's all textbook, and it's just part of our curriculum. And we were young, we were just made aware of it, that it's an STD and stuff like that. And
I come to AIDS right in the middle of the HIV, when it first hit and was wiping everybody out, and nobody where I grew up talked about it.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody talked about it. It was a gay sickness, and no gays in Edgefield County, so there was no worry. Mm-hmm. And as of what I understand, there's never been a reported case of AIDS in Edgefield.
Mm.
So at least they're not reporting it. If there is, they're sending them somewhere else to have it reported.
Yeah, that's right. But what's more now is actually syphilis, right? There's a big outbreak.
Oh, yes. Syphilis is big. Go get tested.
Go get tested.
Yes, go to Planned Parenthood, clinic, your doctor, and get tested. It is running rampant.
Yeah, it's...
It will make you crazy.
It makes you crazy? Yeah. I mean, it's just, I read about it. It just makes you... it makes you crazy? But any physical, though? You got spots on your dick? Or...
I think, if I remember correctly, you can't really tell you got it.
Yeah, so there's no...
It's not like... the gonorrhea and stuff where you get pussy discharge and stuff. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people might have it, not even know it. And there's like three phases. There's phase 1, 2, 3. And by the time you hit phase 3, there's not a damn thing they can do about it.
Mm-hmm. What is this again? Symptoms of syphilis. Yeah. Look, primary stage of infection begins a sore on part that has been in contact with the infection, the genitals, rectum, or mouth. There you go. See, I heard someone, there's this run I went to before that, I don't know if it's syphilis, but it was gonorrhea. Yeah, it would infect, of course, the mouth and the ass, and it's just really nasty. I'm sorry. I really feel sorry for that. But guys get tested. I hope you guys have friends like Julio. We have a friend, Julio, who does testing. You know, he does a lot of work on that one.
Yeah, they usually do free testing if you're in Houston.
It's all free, right?
It's all free here. Well, it's free when we do it. HAB does it on the beer bust.
Oh, yeah, he does
it. The next one will be the first Sunday in April. He should be testing.
Yeah, beer groups out there. Or if you have a, if you're in a bar, if you have a beer bust. maybe they know someone who could, some groups can hook up with Planned Parenthood. Maybe they have a doc, you know.
Or other, I mean, there's other gay organizations, like Legacy does it too, and just a couple other people. But in Houston, I don't forget, I think Houston's number 4 for syphilis cases in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So, or number 3, I can't remember. Yeah. Julio was spouting off numbers this weekend, and I couldn't remember what they were. I can't remember. Maybe we need to get him on and have him talk about it.
Yeah, probably soon.
Maybe next. But he got syphilis. He looked crazy acting.
Okay, let's talk about Prop 8. Prop 8 last week, there was talk.
Now that's the Antichrist right there.
Right, that's right. God, he's just, I think he's just crazy. All the way when he was doing these things to Clinton, to Bill Clinton back then, and now he's back. I can't believe he's still around. What's up with that guy? But
he's just like herpes. When you least expect to get pops up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Not fun.
Yeah. So it was last week, right? It was last week that the oral arguments in the fight to invalidate Prop 8 have concluded, and God, I hope things could will go through. And while the California Supreme Court has 90 days to issue its decision, okay. Let me ask you this. This is from The Advocate. This article. Okay, 90 days. Don't you think so many things can happen? Like, so many things can happen in those 90 days. People are 18,000 people or thousands of people are waiting for a decision.
Yeah,
they're on.
Well, they're gonna draw it out as long as possible. I mean,
it's gonna be appeals.
The California Supreme Court's got to sit down and really think about this. I mean, because the decision they make will have a ripple effect across the entire nation. So if they keep the marriages intact, then that sets precedents for other states to use.
Yes. If they're grandfathered in or something.
Yeah. Yeah. If they don't keep them, then that ripple effect pretty much will set the gay movement back, or at least the right to marry back, way back. So, I mean, because all that went for, that everybody that went, we got so far, and now it's to the point that, you know, it's either make it or break it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty sad. It's I don't like the weight, though.
Yeah, they got other stuff they're going on, too, but I mean, I'm sure they're going to take it. That's a big decision to make.
Yeah, people are in their toes right now, just waiting.
And it also comes back to that whole thing of, is it discrimination? Are you discriminating against a minority?
Yeah, and it's supposed to
be. See, that's the other thing. If they describe that gays are a minority, mm-hmm. I mean, that sets precedence there, and they can't be discriminated against.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's 90 days. That's around June.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just around Pride Month.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine that. If it's gonna be a great news, either it's gonna be big parties or big riots. I could just see. Yeah. I could just see 3 months from now.
Speaking of big riots, Milk comes out this week, doesn't it? Doesn't it come out tomorrow?
On DVD.
Yeah, I think so. Or Blu-ray.
I'll probably get it. I like to get it. These are. Movies you really have to I would like to own this one because you know
it's got James Franco and Sean Penn kissing. It can't get
well
much better.
Yeah. No. I'm there for the story. Right. Well yeah, I'll probably get it. Could be a good also for Christmas. What?
David DeCocteau's got a new movie out, The Invisible Chronicles.
Invisible Chronicles?
Yes. He does this softcore gay porn with straight boys, supposedly.
Okay.
And I mean, he's got a lot of movies out, and he's like one of my favorite directors just because his movies are really all about pretty-looking little boys standing there being pretty.
Okay.
You know, and it's sort of homoerotic in most of the scenes they set him up in, so.
But they're straight.
But they're supposedly straight, yeah.
Supposedly straight, you're right. Well, that's the only articles that I have right now.
Let's talk to something else very important.
All right, what do you have?
Heroes.
Oh, Tonight, Heroes! Yeah, we just watched. Yeah, we just finished watching Heroes. Okay, spoiler alert! Yeah, again. Yeah, Spoiler alert. So now I forgot that guy's name because I really hate him. That military guy was always in uniform. Now that he found out that the Senator Petrelli can fly, now what? I guess he's going to go after him, too.
I think it's going to turn into a war between the people with powers and the people without powers.
Mm. What's going to happen now, I think that... what's his name? Oh, Petrelli, since he's been discovered now, and I bet he's going to be in the bad list now. He's going to be in the hit list now. He's going to release and try to convince all these people to fight back. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. Hit the microphone. Yeah, it's really like the X-Men comic books, but what was it in the future? Remember? In the future, there's a when was it? Actually, it's in the webisodes in the because if you go to Heroes, in the Heroes website on NBC, there's this comic books there, and it's probably now an alternate world right now since things changed. It's the first time that Peter Petrelli meets what's her girl, Trish? The one who freezes, fuck Clint Petrelli.
Tracy.
I think didn't Tracy meet Peter Petrelli in the future while they were saving lives and stuff like that, and Peter Petrelli sort of kind of helped releasing all the people with powers.
And I can't remember.
You can't remember. That's actually in the comics on the Heroes side, and I guess that never happened because
they keep changing timeline or whatever. So,
but you know, it's a good thing they took out Hiro Nakamura's powers and they took out Peter Petrelli's powers. So now there's no more fucking up with the time.
Right now. I mean, I think they did that on purpose so they couldn't use that to jack around with anything anymore.
Yeah, because it's happened in the first season. It happened in the second season. And it's just getting old. It's really, time travel is really getting old. And well, theoretically, only Daphne now can travel through time. But
Well, she has to be souped up too. But Daphne's in the hospital somewhere.
Yeah, she's dying. Well, no, she's alive.
She's alive.
Yeah, but of course, Greg Grunberg. Wow, Greg Grunberg, the one who plays Matt Parkman. Yeah. God, he's
and we have a new Matt Parkman.
Yeah, and it's a baby. Matt Parkman. It's a baby. You think it's his son or Matt Parkman?
See, that wasn't his son. Remember, she got knocked up by his partner.
Yeah, that's right.
It's his wife. That's how they divorced.
That's right. So now, who's that Mark Parkman baby? It could be him in the past. See, they're playing around with time again. Oh, I hope not.
Maybe. We don't know that. It might just be another baby named Matt Parkman.
Probably. Or probably a clone.
It could be
a clone of Matt Parkman. Ooh, that'd be hot. You know, I've always said that, you know, Matt Parkman is really hot. Mm-hmm. And wasn't he shirtless or naked once in Alias before?
I don't know. I don't watch Alias.
You never watched Alias? I think there's an episode he was running around shirtless or something. Yeah, so Matt Parkman, I've been following him on his Greg Grunberg on Twitter and following him, and he's been talking about his family, and he's really very supportive with the gay community. You know, boys, girls, there's plenty of granny to go around with. And also talk about the gays. Okay, to the gays, there's plenty of Greg Grunberg for you all. So yep. He's a nice guy. He's very open-minded. And,
there's like two episodes of Battlestar Galactica left.
Oh, okay.
And I hadn't watched Fridays yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No, since I was out of town.
You know what? Okay, here's a prediction. Two episodes to go. It's going to be a big downer. I think people will be so disappointed.
I hope not.
You really?
I hope not.
It's just a prediction. It's something that I think about. So to the listeners, if you guys watching BSG, what do you guys think? Email post your thoughts on the website about what is your theory on the BSG. Did you hear about that? They lost count.
Which means they lost count.
They were saying 12 and all along there's 15. Remember that? They kept saying 7 are known and 5 are to be revealed. And now they're saying there's a 13th. Do you notice that?
Well, I mean, I thought it was matching up to the whole 13th tribe thing.
13th tribe.
That's
yeah.
When they're saying 12, and I was like, well, where's the lost one?
Yeah.
So
7 are known and 5 will be revealed.
But
and
what gets me, they hadn't made a big deal because if I followed the story right, the original 5, mm-hmm. Which was from the 13th tribe from Cobalt, mm-hmm. they were Cylons, and the Cylons took off and created their own society.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned to human.
So them are human. Okay.
Well, see, that's the whole deal. That I mean, it's repeating itself. I mean, the Cylons did that with them. I mean, they helped them. I mean, they sped up the process and stuff and resurrection and all that stuff. But I mean, I think that's ultimately what the end of it's going to be. That hey, we got to join. We got to become one to survive. Which they're kind of integrating that now. I mean, ultimately, the lesson was that the 13th tribe were Cylons. Because that was the whole deal. They rebelled against the gods.
Mm-hmm.
And they took off and left Cobalt. And, you know, so the question was, were they all Cylons at one time?
Mm.
And, you know, the 12 models went this way and the 13th model went this way. And they created their own civilizations and it all ended up repeating itself. Oh. It's very interesting that they're having the Galactica die.
Oh, that's right. You know what? I had fact. It just they just pushed that in. They just what did they do? They had the Admiral Adama just walk around and then walk around the bulk, you know, where the, yeah. the repairs are being done. And all of a sudden, they said there's something wrong with Galactica. It's gonna be it's dying. And all of a sudden, they just introduced that. There's I don't know why. And then now they're using Cylon technology.
Well, they're saying that it's still that's just a patch. It's just gonna. I mean, they're not saying how much longer it's going to extend the life of the Galactica. That everything's falling apart mm-hmm. because they cut when it was originally built. They cut corners.
Yeah.
So now they're paying for it.
Yeah. It's two episodes to go. I'm kind of excited about it, but I just really think. It's going to be a donor. Many people will be. Yeah.
They got to end it on a decent note somehow because they got to bring Capricorn next fall.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Well, it's supposed to be a
prequel.
A prequel.
I mean, it's talking about how the Cylons came into being. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting.
And
to
I
see.
Heard they're going
to
do a movie. Wait, is that the movie Caprica, or there's going to be a Battlestar Galactica movie? I think.
I don't know. They might be doing one.
Hmm. Yeah. Anybody confirm? Email me. Email us. Anyway, so, we're going on about 45 minutes now. Wow. Yeah. That's good. But anything else? What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know. Probably at the house to clean up some of my mess since I haven't really been home in the last 3 weekends to do anything. So
mm-hmm. It's going to take you some time to import stuff.
Hmm. Yes. That's all I got to start doing. I also got class projects that I still haven't finished, so I got to get those
done.
You
haven't finished your homework?
I haven't had time. I mean, work has been so bad lately that I come home and I'm pretty literally a vegetable.
Can't you go online and go to eBay and look for one of those projects?
No.
And buy it?
No.
By PayPal? No, can't do that?
No, I can't do that. Because, it's all about your editing skills. So.
Oh, okay. How about the outsourcing?
No.
You can outsource it.
I'll get it done. That's the good thing is we got a midterm tomorrow night that I need to start tomorrow at lunch. And mm-hmm. then hopefully we'll get a class early and I'll come back and I can start working on it and spend the rest of the week and the week after that spring break. I'm trying not to plan myself, get myself involved in anything else. So.
Yeah, try to minimize it.
Yeah.
As for me, I'm just going to be busy. Well, T-Bury you next week. That's pretty much what we're planning. And yeah, just looking forward to the softball. Yeah. Softball league this coming March also. I'm going to miss the opening ceremonies because it's on the weekend where I will be in in TBR. So I'm going to miss the first game.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, that's, what can I do? This is, I have to do, I just, well, also, I'm looking forward to see a lot of friends from, yeah. You know, meet Shannon again.
Yeah. I haven't seen well, Peter's on your team, isn't he?
Is he going?
I don't know. I said Peter's on your softball team, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he is, yeah. So he's going to be in town.
No problem. He can handle the slack. He can handle the slack.
Yeah.
He's almost Johnny, pro.
Johnny from the Chaser Show. Johnny is going to be there in TBRU. So that's going to be interesting.
Uh-huh. He's going to be walking around his portable WoW saying, hey, Bear. Oh, hey, hang on. Click, 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 click.
Yeah. Going to be, yeah, Johnny's a big WoW player. But anyway, hey, okay, let's wrap this up.
All right.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us. And wow, this is the space going to talk long like this. But yeah, we're looking forward to this weekend. I might go to New Orleans. I'm thinking about it on the fence. It depends on work. I'm planning to go to New Orleans to see Mike because the next time is next month, and I don't want to be 4 weeks in a row that I won't see him. So I'd like to see him before that. Okay, so guys, email us. Send your emails to nar@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and call the voicemail line.
At 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327.
Yes, leave your voice comments for the show. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast and go to the official website, bearpodcast.com. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Catch us on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, we're on Bear Podcast on Twitter. Follow us there and see when news are coming out. So, okay. So, thanks, Ray, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Okay. And, you have a good one, too. And I'll talk to you at some point.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we'll catch you guys next week. Wolves and many hugs. Wolf, what a-